report to the listeners, and I've got Kevin Gallagher on the phone, one of our WPKN programmers, who also, you may know his show Digging in the Dirt, and we decided to expand the film series programming that we do here at WPKN. Kevin came to us and said that he wanted to expand it into the world of environmental films, and so you're kicking off your first film that you've selected, Kevin, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's Symbiotic Earth, a film by a director named John Feldman, and it's about a really interesting woman named Lynn Margulis. She was a scientist, biologist, a real forward-thinking person, and has a really interesting story to tell in about three different ways. Mm. One as a woman, one as a scientist, and one as somebody interested in the planet Earth and its systems. And it's incredible because she was the number one thing, a woman. She was a mother, a scientist, a thinker, and a feminist. She was married to Carl Sagan for a brief period of time.
That's interesting.
And it was about scientific community, too. As a woman, she was really up against a wall of male-dominated profession, and she was trying to shake some of the foundations of what the scientists believed in the world of evolution. Hmm. She came up with a whole other way of thinking about it and the way organisms live together symbiotically on this planet. That's the thing that she felt was important. Neo-Darwinists, in short, think that it's genetic. She said, no, it's organisms living together and exchanging information and learning how to live together that they went forward that way and became what we are today.
Right. So, again, it's a Symbiotic Earth. It's going to be at the Bijou Theater in downtown Bridgeport. It's Tuesday, March 5th. And we're going to have the movie screening at 7 p.m. The doors will open at 6 p.m., and it's a $12 ticket, $7 for students. And I know that there's been a lot of outreach to schools and earth science departments, and you've reached out to some of the different nonprofits that are involved in this area. Talk a little bit about some of the outreach that and some of the groups that you've been working with.
Well, it's just basically people I interview on my program, Green Village Initiative, and a lot of the different people that work in the area, NOFA. And
for our listeners, NOFA is that's a group that has been on PKN Airwaves a few times, but it's they have a their yearly meeting. Is that coming up also in Bridgeport?
Yeah, that's coming up at the end of the month, and the 23rd, right at Housatonic College in Bridgeport. So it was the first time they've come down to Bridgeport.
It's a large organic farming, organic living nonprofit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's called the Northeast Organic Farmers Association. They're one of the originals, and they're all over the Northeast, the chapters, and we have a very strong one here in Connecticut.
And I imagine that some of their membership will come out on March 5th to see this again. Symbiotic Earth. It's it's on the poster here. It says how Lynn Margulis rocked the boat and started a scientific revolution.
So she was really interesting. She said, believe it or not, this is what she said, I left my job as a wife twice. It's not humanly possible to be a good wife, a good mother, and a first-class scientist. Something has to give. She exhibits not a shred of anger or regret during this movie of about 2.5 hours long. So be prepared, folks. And we'll have a little break in the middle to use the facilities and stuff. But she faced a lot of challenges as a woman and as a scientist and a widely original thinker back in the 60s. And now, here in 2020, just about, she is having her ideas fully accepted by the scientific community. It's pretty amazing. Mm. And she was resilient against a lot of pushback.
Yeah. And the movie itself is going to be sponsored by WPKN's Digging in the Dirt, which Kevin Gallagher hosts, and also the Organic Farm Stand that has been an ongoing program here for a number of years. Other reasons or takeaways from the movie, since I know you've seen it, what is another reason?
The one fact that I gleaned from this that was very interesting, that all species consume resources for food, and they also exude then some waste, right? Mm-hmm. And one species' waste is another's food. That's a really interesting concept. It's a cycle. It's a
relationship. So there's a symbiotic
right. Right. It's a relationship between species. Mm-hmm. The big problem, of course, is it's an exception these days, is the human species, because we also have waste that other bugs and animals and everything would gladly consume and turn into compost, for instance. But there's stuff that we produce, mainly plastics, chemicals, and excessive amounts of carbon that the plants can't process for us because they do a good job of sequestering carbon back into the soil. But there's so much of it, we're in trouble. Our systems are in trouble, and that's what this movie resonates with. That this is all about how the systems work, give you a really good, solid scientific basis, and then when you realize this is how it works, mankind is not doing a good job living symbiotically on their planet.
Well, it should be a really interesting film, and again, it says here on the some of the materials, it says, for everyone who cares about mankind, the Earth, and the future of both. So I guess with that as a proclamation,
well,
sounds like a good film.
I would like to say I would encourage everyone to come out and enjoy a great evening of filmmaking about subjects we're all interested in. It's going to challenge you intellectually, and you're going to go away thinking about it and talking about it, and it's a good night to gather as a community of people with a shared view of our world and a shared concern for the survival of our planet.
Excellent.
So there's a lot of good things going on in this film that are worth seeing.
Great. Well, again, we've been talking with Kevin Gallagher, who is a WPKN programmer. I'm sure you recognize his voice. And he's also decided to try to broaden our film series into a new direction that really relates more to ecological issues and the environment. And to your point, if we get a really nice response, I'm sure there will be other films that would be shown at the Bijou Theater as well. So I hope that we get a good turnout on Tuesday, March 5th. Again, it's as you say, it's a great community event, and we're all in this together. So I hope that this really is it resonates with a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, come on down and meet other people that are doing great things in their own areas. And if you're doing great things, we want to know about it also.
Great.
Just hope the same things we have on my radio show, Digging in the Dirt.
Super. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.